That was your stallion. Your stallion is the father horse, you know, and the mare was the mother horse. And
did you ever use the word stud horse or seed horse or top horse?
No, just stallion.
Mm-hmm. And the male sheep is called the
ram.
And the female?
Ewe.
And what do people raise sheep for?
Wool.
Did people raise sheep in this area?
No. There have been a few goats raised, but no sheep.
Did y'all have goats?
Too warm. No, we never had any. My daddy considered them to be a pest. You couldn't keep them inside. You know, they can get under a fence or over a fence. They can jump so high. And he just didn't like food with them. And he didn't see any good from them because he didn't like the milk. And so we never had any. A lot of people had them just kind of novelty, I think. Mm-hmm. Try to keep the numbers down as low as they could, and sometimes, you know, they would barbecue them. It's about the only way you can eat goat meat is barbecued.
What? So. It tastes too funny to eat just...
I don't know.
I mean, I've never heard of it fixed any other way besides
I don't know. I don't know. It may have a kind of a wild taste or something. I don't know.
What's the stiff hairs hogs have on their backs?
Bristles.
And the big teeth?
Tusk.
And talking about several of those, would be several?
Tusk.
Or one?
Tusk.
And what you put the food in for the hog would be a...
The trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you'd have three or four...
Hog troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
A wild hog. A razorback or...
What's a razorback?
Well, a razorback really is the wild hogs that... grow in Arkansas. We call them razorback hogs, you know. They are so poor, you know, from running around wild. They're wild hogs. Razorback hogs are usually wild. And you can see the backbone real, real good, you know. You know, they're poor and the backbone stands out. You know, sharp-looking backbone. I think that's why they call them razorbacks.
Is it a different breed, though, from the domestic hog?
I think it is. Uh-huh. I think it's the original hog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, its head is bigger, and its snout and all is longer, and it's more lean.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people here, you know, will go down the bottoms, you know, like Luter Bottom and Washita River Bottoms and like that, and in the fall, and they will hunt those things with dogs and kill them and dress them out and you know, butcher them and eat them.
It's kind of cruel to hunt something with dogs.
Well,
like,
really, and really and truly,
it's illegal to hunt deer with it.
They really aren't. They really aren't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But if they didn't do it, you know, the bottoms would be so overrun. And for instance, there was one man fishing, and about 20 or 25 of those things in a pack got after him and got him up a tree, and he sat in that tree all afternoon and all night before they found him. And those things just bedded down under that tree, and they've got tusk,
and
horrible jaws. They can kill you in a little bit. And I don't know. I think he had a sandwich in his pocket that he had carried along, you know, to have for lunch while he was fishing.
And that's what attracted.
I guess that's what attracted him.
Seth, he had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry. He'd say you had to go feed the
stock.
What if you talk about chickens and turkeys and geese? You have to
feed the chickens. Feed the.
You use the word chickens to include.
Yeah. You would use that to include everything.
What if it was time to feed the stock and do your work? You'd say it was
feeding time.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. You say that.
It's bawling.
What about a cow? What is she?
She's mooing.
What if she, when she's calling her calf to her, the loud noise?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Moo.